gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Simon Newman here, co-member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, and I'm going to be doing something that I haven't done for a while, and that is host a solo show. We was lucky enough here in the UK on Saturday night to be able to watch Impact Wrestling Slammiversary 17, and Saturday night into Sunday morning Evolve the 10th year anniversary / Evolve 131, and Chris Laughing, Nick Davey and Mark Fox were unable to watch the shows, so I said that I would watch the shows and do a solo podcast, so here I am. Yeah, and for those who don't know me, I'm a three-time pro wrestling author. We'll talk about that at the end of the show, but yeah, just wanted to get straight to it really. Yeah, going into Slammiversary, there was a TJP, X Division Open Challenge. That was answered by William Mack. The Jake Christ, and Trey Miguel of the Rascals and Jake Christ of OVE. This was a really great opening match, and it showed that the company may have changed its name to Impact Wrestling, but this match in particular just brought it back to how it used to be when it was total non-stop action. If you're looking for a superb X Division match with elements of old and new, this was next up was the Triple Threat Tag Team Title Match. This became a Triple Threat Tag Team Title Match because the North of Ethan Page and the Walking Weapon Josh Alexander won the Impact Tag Team titles on Friday the 5th of July at Bash at the Brewery, which is now available on Impact Plus. This is a really smart idea by Impact Wrestling because you can get access to those lapsed fans and new fans because something major happened on one of the Impact Plus specials. So yeah, I would recommend seeking it out to see how this match became a triple threat match. Coming into the match, it looked like it could go anyway. In all honesty, you've got the LAX; they could regain the titles. The Rascals could win the titles for the first time, or the North could retain the titles. And basically, the major turning point in the match was when Santana went down with a knee injury. And then the North were able to gang up on his tag team partner Ortiz and sneak out the match with the win and retain the Impact Wrestling tag team titles. The next match was Eddie Edwards versus Killer Cross. This is a really intriguing storyline involving like Sandman and showing that, element that Killer Cross has that makes him a legit threat. And Eddie Edwards has kind of, gone off the deep end kind of thing. Really cool first blood match, brutal to a point. And then, the final part of it was when Eddie took Kenny, his name for his kendo stick, broke it in half and shoved it in across his face to cause the blood to flow. So that was a really cool ending. Next up was Rob Van Dam against Moose. We haven't seen RVD go for a short while, in all honesty, but he's been picked up by Impact Wrestling. And this just shows he can still go, in all honesty. Moose stepped up. He's really growing into his role as the bad boy. Yeah, and this was just a good match, in all honesty. Elements of RVD of old, elements of Moose's, you know, comfortability in the ring getting better, and yeah, just a really cool match. The next match was a Monster's Ball, which is usually left alone for the guys to compete in. This time it was for a Knockouts title, and it had four ladies competing. So that's Rosemary, Sue Young, Jessica Havoc, and Tyler Valkyrie. And basically, these ladies went to war for their Knockouts title. Anything and everything you could imagine, ladders involved, you know, everything you could possibly imagine. Tyler Valkyrie retained her title in a breathtaking match. Just really good all-round match. Next match is the X Division title. Johnny Impact versus Rich Swann. This was a really good match that was back and forth and could have gone either way. But Rich Swann picks up the biggest win of his career because of what Johnny Impact's done in Impact Wrestling and elsewhere. So yeah, he picks up the win, and it's a huge win and should hold him in great stead going forward. The next match is for the Impact Wrestling heavyweight title, and it was a fantastic host battle between Unbreakable, Michael Elgin, and the Machine, Brian Cage. Basically, these two men just went to war. Strikes galore, you know, clotheslines, lariats, all the rest of it, really. And in the end, Brian Cage is able to defeat Michael Elgin. But, a masked man came into the ring and took out Michael Elgin, and we're kind of left thinking, who was this masked man? Because of the way he was acting and the nuances of the character and stuff, it's believed that it's Rhino, but we can't say for sure. And last but no means least, Tessa Blanchard versus Sami Callihan got the main event of the show, which is fantastic, and I applaud Impact Wrestling for using the hottest feud as the main event above all else, including their own heavyweight title. This match delivered in spades, as it has been doing on Impact Wrestling TV over the last few weeks. Tessa is probably the biggest female star in pro wrestling right now, and Callahan proved why he was the draw. This is a great match that could have gone either way. The fans were fully behind Tessa Blanchard, and Sami Callihan just about sneaked the win and showed an element of respect to Tessa Blanchard after the match, which was nice to see. So, yeah, we sent this to our fans on BBGW Pod in the form of a poll. What was their favourite match of the night? Was it Tessa versus Sami, Monsters Ball, Impact Heavyweight title, or other? 13% was Monsters Ball, 38% was Impact Heavyweight title, and 50% was Tessa versus Sami, so that was the match of the night. And we also said, what were their overall thoughts on the show? Was it average, good, really good, or excellent? Average got 0%, good got 0%, really good was 25%, and excellent was 75%. So yeah, Slammiversary really was a really, really good show. As I was putting together a write-up for this, the fact that this company was going to last a few weeks or at the most months, and now we're talking 17 years later, their show of shows shows the resiliency of the company and shows just how great Impact Wrestling is right now. And I have to applaud everyone involved. It was a really, really good show.
This is Impact Wrestling star Big Mike Michael Elgin, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
I was able to watch Evolve 10th and Evolve 131, one in the same. on it was on Saturday night, this was, and into Sunday morning. I was able to watch it yesterday and finished it today. So I just want to share my thoughts on that as well. First of all, Josh Briggs versus Anthony Green with Brandi Baron. Yeah, this is an excellent opening match. Both men who were unknown to me really impressed, and Lauren did her job as a valet to a T. It's a really great start to the show. It was then hearing Lenny Leonard doing play-by-play commentary on his own. Absolutely amazing play-by-play by Leonard. Yeah, really, really impressed by him. The next match was Sean Maluta of The Unwanted versus Kurt Stallion versus Stephen Wolfe versus Harlan Bravado. This match was breathtaking. Everyone got a chance to shine, and the ending was really cool, basically. They were just trading finishes, and yeah, it was really, really cool. For me, amazing athleticism is always a really good match, so kudos to all four men. The next match was Arturo Ruas versus Anthony Henry. I love the pre-match video package on Henry, much like the Unwanted one from earlier. This was a fantastic fight, my match of the night so far, just brilliant. Anthony Henry is somebody you could probably build a company around, to be honest. He seemed to have everything you need to be a great professional wrestler, so watch out for great things from him in the future, I feel. Next up was a women's division match, which is a great aspect that they should definitely bring to Evolve full time, between Brandi Lauren and Shotzi Blackheart. This was a truly brutal match. The stacking of chairs and Blackheart going through them face first, basically, just shows the risks that these ladies were taking to entertain us, the fans. If this isn't proof that Evolve should have a women's division, then nothing is, really. Really great job for the ladies involved, and hopefully that kickstarts a women's division in Evolve Wrestling. So, yeah, next match is Colby Carino against Babatunde, and basically Babatunde's chops were another level. Yeah, it's like a frying pan. And yeah, you couldn't mistake Colby for being Steve Carino's son. The absolute spit of each other. Just crazy, really. Just looks like a young Steve Carino. But I wasn't sure if Steve could be as athletic as Colby. The springboard senton was amazing that he delivered in the match. Love the Unwanted. Once again, I feel that they Evolve and should should build around the Unwanted of Eddie Kingston, the Unwanted King, Joe Gacy, Sean Maluta, and Colby Carino. Build the company around those guys. Really good. The next match was kind of the lead in to the previous match, and it was AR Fox and Leon Ruff versus Eddie Kingston and Joe Gacy. And basically, this was, you know, fast paced, hard hitting, innovative, and just a really damn cool match, in all honesty. I feel like AR Fox should be in NXT because he's awesome. I kind of wonder why he hasn't got that point so far. But yeah, we had a tag team title change here. And it was welcomed by everyone in the audience. Absolutely amazing stuff. The next match was a Catch Point Dream match between the Super King of Bros, or the original bro, Matt Riddle, against the WWE Cruiserweight Champion, Drew Gulak. Excuse me. And this was an excellent game of human chess, technical submission wrestling 101, which should be a blueprint for wrestlers who want to learn and perfect the style. A truly awesome match. You know, backwards and forwards counters, reversals, technique, and, you know, and from the submission wrestling standpoint, just a breathtaking match. One of the matches of the night, probably by that point, my match of the night. The next match is a title unification match, Evolve title versus WWN title, and it's Austin Theory against JD Drake. Once again, loved the pre-match video package because they set the scene really well for the two guys who I wasn't completely aware of going into the show and going into this match. The surprise of Paul Heyman being on the show was amazing because I had no idea, but it was a really cool moment, and him doing the ring announcing for this match gave it that little extra bit of prestige. So yeah, this match was just hard hitting, fantastic near falls where you thought it was going to be the end of the match, and just superb, really. Austin Theory at 21 years old is the future of the business. JD Drake, you know, he's an inspirational tale, to be honest, to come back from, you know, depression and having, you know, really low thoughts and stuff, to being as good of competitor as he is, was fantastic, and he matched up with Theory in this match and just lost it by, you know, a really close fall in the end. Austin Theory then rose down the WWN title and holds up the Evolve title, saying it's the title, and anyone who wants that title has to go through him. And last but no means least, although I don't think it should have been the main event slot, as the NXT title between Akira Tozawa and Adam Cole, baby. And you know, I said this, I don't think this should have main evented ahead of Theory and Jet and Drake, in honesty, because you've got to focus on Evolve and its stars, especially with this 10th anniversary and, you know, spotlight on WWE Network. But with that being said, this is a good match and cool, with cool storyline advancement. Obviously, Johnny Gargano trying to get involved. And it was just, you know, it was just a good end to the show, in all honesty. Exactly that. And we've once again thrown a poll to the BBGW pod Twitter. And it was match of the night. Was it Ruiz, Henry, Riddle, Gulak, total unification or other, please state? And the results were as follows. Ruiz, Henry, 14%. Total unification, 29%. Riddle, Gulak, 57%. And last but no means least, what were people's overall thoughts on it? Excuse me, on Evolve, 10th, Evolve, 131, average 0%, good 0%, excellent 33%, really good 67%. So yeah, two fantastic shows this past weekend, and yeah, sets up for Extreme Rules, which we will talk about on tomorrow night's podcast with myself, Chris Lappin, Nick Davey. So yeah, just to wrap it up, really. We are sponsored by Powerstand.tv, and if you use the code BROKEN3, you get a month's subscription, a free subscription, and I would recommend hitting the high spots with friends of the show, Phoenix Jody Fleisch, it's a really good interview, and the Montreal Theory, which goes beyond the before, during and after of the Montreal Screwjob. So yeah, and for myself, I said about my books earlier in the show, and they are A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of Wrestling, A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, and they're available on paperback and Kindle. Paperback signed at afansperspective.bigcartel.com, and on Kindle, on your local Amazon, And you can read them for free on Kindle Unlimited. I get paid per pages you read in one sitting. So, yeah, hopefully you'll join us tomorrow night, and I hope you've enjoyed this show, solo show tonight. Thanks very much for tuning in. Bye for now. Bye.